This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have Thomas Walken's column, Learning by Ear. This time the column asks the question, can we learn anything without a good story? We'll follow that with reviews of the most recent releases in audiobooks concerning contemporary culture, with an interview by author Colm McCann and a review of his book, Letters to a Young Writer, Some Practical and Philosophical Advice. He reads it himself. Let's get right to it. Learning by ear. Can we learn anything without a good story? Listening to these audios on business and organizational life, I was reminded how important stories are to making them work as learning tools. Business lessons, full of rigorous thinking and action steps, appeal to me in a left-brain problem-solving kind of way. But I've noticed that some deeper kind of attention becomes activated when the lesson is grounded in a human narrative, whether colorful historical vignettes or an author's personal stories. Even more captivating are the memoir-type audios that focus on one person's burning vision and show how that passion expressed itself in the form of a complex, purpose-driven organization. These are the lessons that have the longest shelf life in my operating system, lessons with strong stories. They may also offer insights and advice along the way, but ultimately they're more about the hero's journey than analysis and logistics. The business audios offered on these pages this month are a pleasing combination of biographical portraits, first-person success stories, and chronicles of some amazing team efforts. Of course, talented narrators with good vocal personalities and engagement with their material always amplify the power in any type of learning audio. Whether they are author's voice or voice prose, their performances add pizzazz to the listening and help these audios connect with us in transformative ways. Good listening and bon courage, Thomas Walken. And Thomas Walken will have written the next five reviews in this Learning by Ear section, the first of which is The Leadership Secrets of Hamilton. It's written by Gordon Leidner, and it's read by James Foster. With deliberate yet relaxed diction, narrator James Foster makes this audio an inviting way to learn about the skills of one of today's most trendy historical figures, Alexander Hamilton. Foster's calming voice will help listeners savor the nuanced transactions that led to the birth of our nation. The author's historical work offers a seamless combination of concise chronology, astute character analysis, and intuitive-sounding ideas about how to be a transformational leader. Seven chapter titles summarize the book's timeless wisdom. Prepare yourself, exemplify moral integrity, go beyond self-interest, establish clear goals, respect your people, convey an inspiring vision, and be a mentor. With questions from other founding fathers and pithy action steps, this is listening that will ignite fresh ideas and energy in all types of leaders. That review of The Leadership Secrets of Hamilton was written by Gordon Leidner, read by James Foster, available from Brilliance Audio for 1.5 hours unabridged. And of course, that was written, the review was written by Tom Walken. Next, we have Alibaba by Duncan Clark, read by Jim Meskimen. Narrator Jim Meskimen brings an unassuming charm and perfect timing to his performance of this engaging book about the Chinese e-commerce hub, Alibaba. Alert to every nuance in the writing, he's a longtime associate of founder Jack Ma. Meskimen delivers this fast-moving narrative with appealing authority. Starting out as an English teacher in China, Ma found the path to becoming a superstar entrepreneur In the days when the internet was young and much of China's business took place in street markets, he overcame cultural, technical, and governmental obstacles to reel in the financial partners necessary to grow his internet sales platform and ultimately defeat U.S. competitors. The story's texture and detail explain the personal and administrative challenges of this entrepreneur's journey and provide a colorful overview of how China has become an economic juggernaut. That was a review of Alibaba by Duncan Clark, read by Jim Meskimen, and it's available from Harper Audio for 9.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have Killing It by Cheryl O'Loughlin, read by Cassandra Campbell. Cassandra Campbell narrates this personal business lesson with a dramatic flair that supports the author's message without calling attention to her own outsized talent. At once sultry and focused, her vocal approach will help listeners hear this as the type of wisdom we all seek from our teachers and mentors. The author, a principal at several mission-oriented companies, says that the entrepreneurs are part of a tribe, people with an unstoppable drive to bring good companies into the world. They are authentic and generous with their employees, partners, and investors, but often neglect their own emotional and physical well-being. Highlighted by candid stories of the author's own struggles, this memorable lesson is full of intuitive advice from a business leader who's clearly learned how to keep her head on straight while being at the center of a growing enterprise. And that was a review of Killing It by Cheryl O'Loughlin, read by Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Harper Audio for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Learning by Ear is The Right Kind of Crazy by Adam Stelzner with William Patrick. It's read by Christopher Grove. Scientific achievement on a massive scale is the subject of this thoughtful account of how NASA scientists put an exploration vehicle on Mars. With his likable vocal personality adding to the appeal of the story, narrator Christopher Grove sounds tuned in to the ebb and flow of the narrative's drama. The performance is a totally believable blend of his precise enunciation and conversational phrasing. Author Adam Stelzner is a hippie musician turned scientist who makes his 10 years working on this project sound more like a personal journey than an engineering saga. He focuses on the human and organizational challenges and keeps everything moving with heartfelt asides and astute observations. The vibrancy in his perspective and in Grove's performance makes this an inspiring lesson on how organizations of all types can achieve amazing things. That was a review of The Right Kind of Crazy by Adam Stelzner with William Patrick. It's read by Christopher Grove, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 7.25 hours, unabridged. And finally today, we have The Third Wave, written and read by Steve Case. AOL co-founder Steve Case narrates with the confidence you'd expect from a top-shelf internet pioneer. His conversational writing and authentic delivery promote curiosity and make these chapters fly by. At first, he says, we used the internet as a communication tool like mail and telephones. Then, mobile devices gave us 24/7 access to everything, including aggregated information on the power of social networks. In the third wave, wireless digital communication and big data analysis will create a host of new businesses that were previously unthinkable. He says the digital infrastructure behind these innovations will connect everything and have a profound effect on the evolution of all Earth's creatures, especially humans. Well, that review was of The Third Wave, written and read by Steve Case. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. And they all those last five reviews were written by Thomas walk-in in the section entitled Learning by Ear. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks, and it invites you to join us celebrating our 25th anniversary. All right, now we are moving into our reviews in contemporary culture, and our first review is an Earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative, voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review in contemporary culture today is Black Man, White House, An Oral History on the Obama Years. It's written by D.L. Hughley with Michael Malice, and it's read by Mia Barron, Charisse Booth, Ron Butler, and P.J. Auchland, and it's an Earphones winner. The four narrators will have listeners cracking up throughout this comedic look at America's first Black president. You've never heard a presidential biography like this one, dubbed an oral history, probably because there hasn't been one. Using both general humor and political satire, the authors examine key moments in Barack Obama's career as a senator, presidential candidate, and two-time president. Listeners are also treated to interior monologues from nearly every major figure in American politics as he or she weighs in on topics ranging from Obama's Senate election to his life in the White House. The voices that represent well-known people such as Joe Biden and Bill and Hillary Clinton are fully recognizable as delivered by the cast. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of 2017 Audie's finalist, Black Man, White House, An Oral History of the Obama Years. It's written by D.L. Hughley with Michael Malice. It's read by Mia Barron, Charisse Booth, Ron Butler, and P.J. Auchland. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Harper Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Word by Word, The Secret Life of Dictionaries by Corey Stamper. It's read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Lexicographer Corey Stamper has always loved words. After struggles with organic chemistry steered her from a medical career, she joined the Merriam-Webster Company in Massachusetts. In her book, she takes listeners on a verbal tour of her office and the work that goes into creating dictionaries. She narrates with a delight and fascination that goes with language. Showing wry, self-mocking humor, she cheerfully discusses her lack of social skills and which letters of the alphabet have the most words. She's a real-world person who pragmatically takes on definitions relating to sex and profanity. If it's in the dictionary, Stamper's interested and interesting. Her thoughts on topics such as the many ways the word running is used in English are entertaining and informative. James A. Stewart wrote that review of Word by Word, The Secret Life of Dictionaries, written and read by Corey Stamper, and it's an Earphones winner. Available from Random House Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Dear Igiewele, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, read by January Lavoy. January Lavoy's narration of this short work is intentionally, assertively warm and grounded. Given her charge, she has to be. Adichie's childhood friend, Igiewele, asks how to raise her newborn daughter as a feminist. This is not a light question. The author offers 15 suggestions. It's Lavoie's job to deliver them with decisive clarity. And she hits the mark. There is wisdom in her voice, conveying a lived experience. Most often, she repeats the phrase, "teach her how," or "teach her to." Her imperative tone signals the necessity to be deliberate and loving. Adichie's content and Lavoie's tone remind listeners that Aijiawele is more than a mother. She's a woman who is navigating her daughter through a world filled with assumptions and questionable social and cultural norms. Tracy E. Curry wrote that review of Dear Aijiawele, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. It's written by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Random House Audio for 1 hour, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Now we will take a little break from Contemporary Culture Reviews, and we have an interview with Cullum McCann. Award-winning and best-selling novelist Cullum McCann's speaking voice is soft and lyrical Irish brogue, but his sound didn't fit for one job he thought he would automatically win. I'm Irish, and I'm a ham. I absolutely love to read, but something happened to me a few days ago. Maybe I shouldn't tell this. I wrote the novel Let the Great World Spin, and I knew they were going to use a number of different narrators, and the book actually turned out beautifully. But I wanted to read the Irish character. He called the producer and requested the job, but was told, "Normally we get actors to do this and they audition." I said, "I'll do an audition." So I went downtown, I did my audition, and guess what? I didn't get the part for my own book. That setback didn't faze him. McCann won the National Book Award in 2009 for that novel. He's the award-winning author of 5 other novels and 3 collections of short stories, with 13 Ways of Looking, the most recent. He's built a following of readers and knows how important it is to help others find their voices by teaching creative writing. He recently collected 52 essays about the process and aspirations of writing in Letters to a Young Writer, Some Practical and Philosophical Advice. And while the target audience is clearly stated in the title, his subjects and viewpoints are universal and ageless. In his essays, he draws on wisdom from literary giants like Nabokov and Rilke and adds his own point of view. I decided I would try to write an article every week for a year. It started on January 1st of 2016 and went all the way through to the end of the year. About halfway through, my publisher said we should come out with a hard copy. McCann says he teaches structure with a spotlight on plot and well-drawn characters, but he leaves room for surprise. One of the things I emphasize is that I seldom know exactly where it is that I'm going, and I really don't want to know. I compare it to the difference between being an explorer and a tourist. As a tourist, you go on a package tour, and you know exactly what's going to happen and when. If you're an explorer, you don't know what's going to come about, and there's something thrilling about that. To me, that is the best possible scenario. In 2013, McCann published a fictional biography of ballet master Rudolf Nureyev, his novel, Dancer. He says that for him, the art of writing should mirror that of a performer. Dancers are up on stage, and they create these beautiful, free-flowing movements. But underneath it all, if you know any dancers, half of them have ligament strains and cartilage pulls in their knees, and maybe they're in the midst of a relationship breakdown. All things going through their minds, but all we see is that moment of beauty. McCann has performed in the recording booth twice. He read his short story collection, 13 Ways of Looking, and recently finished recording the audiobook for Letters to a Young Writer. Listeners can hear the affection he has for writing and the depth of his wisdom about the art. I love doing the audio stuff. I spend much of my time speaking my writing aloud. He advises his students to do the same. You get the rhythms, you get the music, all that sort of thing. This is originally where stories came from. Stories are meant to be told aloud. As a creative writing teacher, McCann says being clear and precise is always more important than attempting to be colorful or dazzle the reader. While the Irish language has some phrases that seem hard to understand, the internet and globalization are making words and phrases more interchangeable. One of my favorite words is rosiner, a word for the first drink of the day. It comes from the rosin you put on a violin bow before playing. McCann says it's essential that we preserve our accents and unique cultures. But we also have to recognize our similarities, he says, especially in a world that seems so fractured now, with people seeming so distant from one another when they should be coming together. Randy O'Brien wrote that review, or that interview, talking with Colm McCann, and here's a review of Letters to a Young Writer, read by the author. Colm McCann lends a personable voice to his warm words of advice for budding writers. Although McCann is fast becoming one of the most respected novelists of our time, he reads and writes with humility, charm, and earnest good intention. He brings the end result of something akin to fireside conversation and affability of a reader who does not focus on acting as a profession. He sounds greatly like a conversation with a favorite uncle. While there are occasional issues with translating the essays into audio, a section on grammar has a few jokes that feel slightly labored when not read aloud. McCann's reading is intimate, casual, and wise. Writer or not, young or not, the listener will find gems in McCann's writings that will leave them optimistic and entertained. Xander Sharp wrote that review of Letters to a Young Writer, written and read by Colm McCann. It's available from Random House Audio for 2.5 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we are back to our reviews in contemporary culture, and the next one is Terror in the City of Champions, Murder, Baseball, and the Secret Society that Shocked Depression-Era Detroit. It's written by Tom Stanton, and it's read by Johnny Heller. Against the backdrop of Depression-Era Detroit, author Tom Stanton and narrator Johnny Heller demonstrate what can happen when lucid writing meets skilled narration. The summer of 1935 belonged to the Detroit Tigers, who finally won their first World Series. Within months, the Lions captured the Super Bowl, the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup, and boxer Joe Louis became the country's first African-American sports idol. But the City of Champions was also home to the Black Legion, a group of white supremacist thugs who targeted immigrants, blacks, Catholics, and union activists. Stanton weaves these aspects of the city together with rigorous research and skillful prose, and Heller brings the heroes and villains to life with his easy style and pleasant timbre. Dan Bortolotti wrote that review of Terror in the City of Champions, Murder, Baseball, and the Secret Society that Shocked Depression-Era Detroit. It's written by Tom Stanton, read by Johnny Heller, available from Tantor Media for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Death and Life of the Great Lakes. It's by Dan Egan, read by Jason Culp. A prize-winning reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has written a readable, fair-minded account of the collapse and transformation of the Great Lakes ecosystem from the opening of the Erie Canal through the present. Jason Culp narrates this epic tale of human arrogance, unintended consequences, and environmental degradation, told through the perspective of exceptionally clear description of science. His slightly nasal tenor complements Egan's avuncular style, and he evidences no difficulty with scientific vocabulary. While the author offers much optimism as anyone can, the story of the Great Lakes is a cautionary tale of importance far from their shores. A great audiobook for anyone interested in environmental issues anywhere. That review was written by Federico Cheever, and it is of The Life and Death of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan, read by Jason Culp. It's available from Random House Audio for 12.25 hours, unabridged. And finally today, that's our show. And I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our feature focused on audiobooks and literacy. We have the feature entitled The Sweet Sounds of Learning by Francesca Goldsmith, and it takes a look at audiobook groups. We'll follow that with reviews in children and family listening, including Earphones winning reviews of Ethan I Was Before by Allie Standish, read by Kirby Hayborn, and Almost Home by Joan Bauer, read by Brittany Presley. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.